Guess what I got us today?
What?
Sky TV.
Sky? What next? Feeding the cat caviar?
No, it's only £22 a month.
Drawing up plans for a swimming pool in the back garden?
You're not listening. It's only £22.
Probably readying the gold-plated bathtub as we speak.
Nope, just Sky for £22.
Believe in being pleasantly surprised with original British drama, exclusive US shows and voice control from just £22 a month. Sky. Believe in better.
Standard set of £20, 18-month minimum term. Further terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and as usual, I'm from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, which just came back, so go listen. And here I am with Ben Mandelker, my little bestie. He is the creator of Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can always find on YouTube, so go subscribe to that. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I mean, I went to IKEA yesterday, so I'm still just kind of like coming down from that high.
That IKEA, that Swedish meatball high?
That Swedish high. And I've got to say, you know, my Shannon Bedore chair, you can sort of hear it a little bit. David! David! Well, I got a new chair because I felt like it was time to upgrade after 15 years. So this may be the last we hear of the Shannon Bedore chair. So,
God, you sound like David.
I know.
I guess I'm being thrown out in the trash. Just send me to the trash.
I guess David will be sitting on someone else. A younger version that he met on the beach. The IKEA beach.
Oh, I guess just like David, I've been upgraded for a Swedish model.
Everybody, here is the quickest shill you are ever going to hear. Are you ready? Watch What Crappens Live is coming to you, okay? Those are our live shows, okay? What do you want from me about it? We're going to be in Irvine next week. It's going to be a great show. We're in Orange County, and we're going to be doing the season premiere of Southern Charm. And then, guess where we're going after that? We're going to Milwaukee. Then we're going to Minneapolis, which is sold out. Then we're going to Cleveland, Ohio. There's still some tickets for that. Then we're going to Pittsburgh. That's sold out. Then we're going to Baltimore and Nashville. Both still have a few tickets, so go get them now, okay? This is the best thing you're ever going to do for yourself. And then we're selling shirts. We've got limited shirts this month are Rosé All Day, Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner, and Straight to the Rosé. And we have another podcast called The Winter is Crappening Podcast. It's all about Game of Thrones. And those shirts are Shut Up, Bran. You can find links to all of our live shows and you can find links to all of our merchandise over at watchwhatcrappens.com. So go over there, okay? Also, I did the Sup podcast with Laura this week right after we did our Vanderpump Rules podcast. So I did a nice 4 hour deep dive
on wow.
Vanderpump Rules this week. The Laura one is like a little over two. So go check that out. We love Laura over here, and she has a great show.
That is so funny because I was thinking about texting her being like, hey, I want to come back on your show, but now it'll sound like I'm being competitive.
Well, there you go. You just did it right.
So I'm not going to for like a few more weeks.
Well, I just lived down the street from her and her person had dropped out So I was like, oh, sure, why not? I don't need to shut up. What the hell am I going to do? Play some video games? I'll be right over, ma'am.
Well, everyone go listen to that because you two are two of the funniest people I know.
Bam! That was really fun. We talked about a lot of Vanderpump Rules conspiracies and drug addictions and stuff like that. It was fun. And yeah, so go listen. And today is the cringiest episode that we've had in a long time of Real Housewives of New York.
I know, at least 7 days.
Wow. Yeah. Real Housewives of New York. Wow. Killing it.
And by cringy, you mean hysterical, because I was cracking up at the end there. Cracking up.
Yeah, pretty fucking funny. So, and also horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get into it, shall we, Ben?
Yes. It's a very spooky episode. This one takes place at Halloween, because Candace Luann is finally doing her big Halloween party in the Kimpton Hotel. And the episode opens up with Luann in her suite, and a lady named Mary, who's her makeup artist, comes in, and she's like, I'm your psychiatrist, which unfortunately is also probably true.
Well, they laugh so hard when she said psychiatrist. I mean, the laughing never stopped. She was like, I'm your psychiatrist. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Ah, ha, ha. Ah! Because Luann ain't going to a psychiatrist. It's like the biggest joke in town. Like, Luann, go to a psychiatrist?
Me? I'll tell you what my psychiatry is. Saying the word psychiatry wrong.
If I need any help at all, it's with a step ball change. I mean, that's a real bitch.
Yeah. So Victoria shows up, and she's going to be like an escapee patient at this big party. And they've got the whole downstairs decked out like a mental hospital, like one of those scary mental hospitals and everything. And everyone's getting ready for the big show. Well, big party, I should say.
And Victoria comes in and says she's going to be an escapee, Luann goes, an escapee? Of course you are. And hugs her.
Well, I mean, that is pretty scary, you being an escapee. Unlike me, I didn't escape. I was stuck behind bars having bologna sandwiches thrown at my face.
So then Dorinda is getting packed because she's moving. So she's in the process of moving. And, you know, she just wants to make sure that they don't take her Halloween stuff, because Dorinda can't help herself. You know,
no.
She's one of those moms who, like, every time she passes a dollar store and they have like a 10 cent off sale of the past holiday, she's like, buy it now.
Yeah. She has a locker somewhere in Brooklyn that is full of just strange Halloween and Christmas decorations from the past 15 years.
Yeah. And she's like, probably like an insane asylum. Everyone's going as nurses. So what about this instead? And it's this black glitter rabbit costume.
It's like Ariana Grande-ish.
Yeah. What's that trippy movie with
Donnie Darko?
Yeah, it's very Donnie Darko. Dorinda Darko.
Yeah, Dorinda Darko Grande.
Yeah, you go to sleep and you wake up and you're not sure if Dorinda really was like sobbing all over you and calling you a stupid whore, or if that really happened.
Yeah, you're sitting in a movie theater and you look to the left and there's Dorinda watching it with you and you're like, whoa!
But no one else can see her.
You know, Dorinda and Ariana Grande do have some similarities, mainly in that their diction is terrible. Right?
Thank you, next.
John. You're really good. Like, turn down Ariana Grande, for Christ's sake. Sorry. So then Bethany is being as Bethany as possible, surrounded by her makeup and hair people. She's like, oh my God, I'm going to be an angel. Like, seriously, what am I going to do? What else am I going to do? I'm going to be an angel, of course. Like, seriously, I'm going to have wings. This is nuts. I wonder if anyone else is going to dress like this, because you know what? I deserve to dress like an angel. That's it. I'm going to wear wings. That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like an angel. That's what I'm doing. I mean, even though I'm going to the Victoria's Secret fashion show like in a week, I'm just like an angel beforehand. I'm going to scoot them. Okay. Like, so what? I can't help it. I got to be an angel first. Okay. Sorry.
And then her makeup guy's like, have you seen Kardashians today? And she's like, no. Like, what? Like, seriously? What am I waking up in the morning and like having cereal and like looking at what the Kardashians are doing? Like, why would I give a crap? All right. He's like, well, they're all angels. She's like, Jesus fucking Christ, all right? Oh, my God, this is exactly like what I'm wearing, except I'm, like, 40 years older than them. Like, I can't wait till there's a side-by-side of me next to Kendall fucking Jenner. Great.
By the way, if you ever say to me, did you see the Kardashians today? Just throw yourself down a staircase. Yeah, okay.
We're no longer friends.
I don't care.
Only Bethany would think that she's going to be the only sexy angel on Halloween.
Yeah. Like, she thinks... I mean, she really thinks she cornered the market on this, like, novel idea of a sexy angel.
What are you going to tell me? Someone's going to be a sexy pirate? Because I will not deal with that, all right?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change it up. I'm going to be a sexy devil, and all I'm going to do is wear some lingerie and a few little horns in my hair, and that's it. Brand new idea. Brand new costume idea, okay?
So then Luann is getting her makeup still in that hotel room, and apparently Luann's makeup job is, like, the cast of Les Mis parading around on her face for 3.5 hours. I've never seen somebody take 3.5 hours to get their makeup done when it's just, like, normal priv makeup.
Yeah, it's, like, normal, like, lipstick, foundation, whatever. Like, it was not... She was not being transformed into, like, Professor Clump, okay? She was literally just the same as usual.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I have to remember my dances. Okay, wait, hold on. Step touch. No, it's step touch. It's step touch.
3 steps forward, 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. No, 3 steps back at all times. God, why have I such a hard time?
1 step forward, 2 steps back. Oh wait, I'm sorry. That's my my drug and alcohol rehab plan. Sorry, I'm reading the wrong book.
Well, I'm just going to have to call up MC Scat Cat to make sure I got these steps correct. 1 step forward and 2 steps back.
I mean, I'm no Bob Fosse.
Hello, Tommy. This is your good friend, Luann de Lesseps. I need some emergency choreography right now. I don't know why I'm saying words incorrectly. I guess it's very apropos of me.
Well, this performance, you know, some performances I'm singing as Luann, but this performance, I'm being more Madonna. I was like, well, at least she picked Madonna and not somebody who's, like, on key consistently, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, she's like, I have 4 backup dancers, 4, and they're all really hot. I mean, they're really cute. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, I'm gonna be fucking each one of them here in this Kempton bed. That's what I'm saying. Ha!
So Barbara downstairs, Barbara comes in and slash. Oh, or God. No, she comes into the hotel room, I guess, right?
Yeah, the room.
Yeah, she's dressed as Slash. And it actually looks like Slash dressed as Barbara, I have to say.
I know. Which, by the way, not always a look that you want to go for. Like, I don't know who I feel worse for, Slash or Barbara.
I know. Slash is at home like, God damn it.
Yeah.
They finally like, got me.
He's like, all these years of being a rocker, it turns out I just look like a middle-aged woman who works in construction in New York.
Which he kind of does. I saw him on American Idol a while back. He does. Give that man a jackhammer.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, he looks like he could be working at, like, you know, a beauty salon in Mamaroneck. So Barbara comes in because she's, I'm rock and roll. Gotta get the lead out. Gotta get the lead out. Hey, I'm Slash.
Stop running down my Slash face. Is wounded. Hey, stop running down my face and doing geometry.
Which is apparently a reference to a Jethro Tull song that we did not realize.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, I was like, did Ramona just say snot coming down my face? Because you never know what Ramona's talking about. She's in her own little world. But apparently, yeah, she did know what she was talking about.
Well, but she still didn't at the same time because she made a reference to Jethro Tull instead of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. I think she was just like, I'm a rocker. Whoa.
Yellow submarine sandwich, okay?
So Sonia is really impressed with Barbara's outfit, and I think she's just glad that Barbara's not dressed too hot tonight, so she has more of a chance with Bethany.
Yeah, and I think that Barbara must have known that Ramona wasn't going to be there because she was all about showing her midriff again. Because that's like Barbara's favorite thing, and it's Ramona's least favorite thing. And it was out, full-on slash midriff.
So Bethany... down at the party. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say probably the same thing. That Bethany, it's 8:43 p.m. And by the fact that they're even showing that it's 8:43 p.m. means that Luann will be extremely late. We just know this already. And Bethany shows up and she's like, "Oh, what's going on? I'm like trying to be like 15 minutes late, and I'm like the first one here. Like, guess what? It's like this angel arrived early. Like, you know what? Like, I got other things to do in heaven. Okay, one less angel in heaven. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like fallen angel, and I fell into a party that's like it's like shit. Okay, hey, there's Ben Remlau. Okay, I'm gonna stand here and I'm gonna like dance like this for a little bit, like." 1 foot up, 1 foot down. 1 foot up, 1 foot down. Okay, we're going to do this for the next 45 minutes, okay? Sounds fun. Okay, love it.
I know, she's so awkward. She's like, oh, God, what am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to talk to somebody? Like, seriously, what is this? And so she sees Luann's musical director. He's like, hi, honey, how you doing?
again. Yeah. She's like, all right, you know what? We got to dance because, like, seriously, this is so awkward. Like, she sent out a text saying, I know you guys don't want to be out late, so I'll perform at 11 instead of 1 in the morning. So, you know what? I'm going to leave at 11:15. That's it. That's it.
So then, like, we then see, like, some more time passes. Now it's 9:15, and Bethany and Ben are still doing their weird little dance, this, like, side-to-side. I call it, like, the bar mitzvah shuffle. It's, like, what your aunts and uncles do when, like, the new song by Lil Yachty comes on. They don't know what it is, but they still want to dance. They're like, okay, I'll dance this. I'm cool. I'm young. I know what's up. All right.
You know what? Bar mitzvahs have changed a lot since my day.
Yeah. I mean, when they can do YMCA, okay? How about that? Instead of YMCA, how about Why Am I Here? Okay? That's a better song, okay?
She's like, wow, you know what, little man who talks like Carol on a bender? Okay, you know, it's really a dangerous place for Luann to be. You know, I mean, what is she, not an alcoholic anymore? But is she, like, suddenly not, like, addicted to alcohol because it's everywhere? This is, like, where alcohol came to be born to live, okay?
what else is new?
I know, and Ben goes, well, she's reckless, you know. You know, if anything happens to her, it won't be from being overly careful, you know, with that. You know what I'm saying? She's basically drunk right now. That's what I'm saying.
She's like, all right, yeah, that's the answer. I don't know if it's the answer I was looking for. He's like, you know, Luann, you know how she is. She's probably back there blowing some rails, you know, shooting up some c'est la vie. You know how it goes. Some c'est bon.
Elegance is learned, you know?
So then Tinsley comes in and she's, is she an angel too?
No, she's a nurse.
Oh, she's a nurse. She's also.
Like, oh my God, you're an angel, Bethany. And Bethany's like, I'm a super angel. All right, I'm a super angel. She's like, yeah, you're a super angel.
And then Dorinda arrives. She's wearing this, like, dark. She's like Angel of Death or something. She's like all in this weird black thing, but she's not wearing her rabbit ear, her Ariana Grande rabbit ear thing. So she's just like sort of goth and dark. And then John is there, and I don't really know what John is. It seemed like maybe it was like a Darth Maul moment. Like he had like a black mask on and like a robe, like a hood. It was odd.
He's just a terrifying dry cleaner. He's like, yeah. Bethany, hey, you remember me? You look like a Victoria's Secret model. It's hot.
Yeah, he literally just like, he like lifted up his mask and just like stared at her like.
Again,
to be fair, there was also pizza behind her.
You got a girlfriend here, and it's me. And I try to be a little discreet, at least. I mean, you can at least try.
Yeah. So then upstairs, Luann is still taking forever. And so everyone's getting antsy. So Sonia and Barbara decide to go downstairs. And at this point, it's now 9:49 p.m. So it's been an hour since Bethany's been there. So we know that Bethany's getting pretty annoyed.
Yeah, 9:49. And Sonia is starting to feel Bethany's energy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that Sonia's like, aren't we supposed to be down at the party? I'm going down to the party. So she finally goes down, and she's like, oh, Andy Warhol! And I thought, oh my God, this party's going to be triggering from her. Or triggering for her. Because you know that every costume Sonia sees, she's going to remember hanging out with them back in the day.
I think that this Halloween, I'm just going to dress up like a bunch of papers and just call myself the Morgan Letters and just tell everyone, you don't touch the fucking Morgan Letters.
So Barbara dances up to Tinsley and Dorinda, and she's like, just kind of dancing around. She's like, don't you recognize me? And Dorinda's like, I was like, who is this person peeking heavily down my neck, getting hair all over my neck? I thought it was John, but it didn't smell like salami.
I was wondering who this person was who smells like wood chips and old raccoon. It's you, Barbara. It's you.
So then they were very careful to put in a shot of Tinsley picking up a baby off the floor, which I don't know why, but it was pretty funny. Yeah. I love that Tinsley's like a nurse with a baby. Like, Tinsley can't even let it go in her costume.
Of course,
like, I don't know if I'm ready for this baby. I want to have a husband first.
I love that she's like in a scary maternity ward. So now it's like 10:20 and Luann's still not there. And now it's 10:45 and Luann is still doing her makeup, which, as you said, is like very like normal makeup. And her makeup woman is just, I guess Mary, is just like kissing her ass and everything. She's like, this is going to be very different from the cabaret. And Luann's like, totally, totally different from the cabaret. I mean, in the cabaret, there's no backup dancers. In this
there's a backup dancer. In the cabaret, no one throws bologna at your face. In this, I have to have a bologna guard up at all times.
My hair's bigger. Totally different.
Yeah.
So Sonia's looking around. She's like, where's Singer? And Dorinda tells her, yeah, she's not coming. She's over at Omar's. And Sonia goes, I know what she's doing. She's over at Omar's doing the social climbing thing.
Yeah.
This is Sonia's new thing against Ramona, that she's social climbing.
Well, Sonia seems to be exasperated at both Ramona and Luann. She just feels like everyone's becoming too much of a diva, which I kind of like. I like that Sonia is just sort of quietly annoyed at everyone, but she's not really angry. She's just like, ah, these bitches. And then just
so
goes on with her life.
Calling everybody out this year, and I'm really liking that.
Yeah. So now Bethany is getting annoyed because now it's 11 o'clock. The clock struck 11, and you knew that the moment it hit 11, then the timer was on. Like, the countdown is on until Bethany leaves. And so she's like, I mean, I don't know. Like, where is she? Like, why doesn't she come down and say hello? Like, why can't she say hello? Why don't she come out of her bathroom, her dressing room, and be like, hi, how are you guys? So happy to see you guys. How's it going? So much is happening. I gotta go. I gotta go. So much. I gotta see you do things. What's the matter? What's happening? What's going on? What are you talking about? Where are we going? What's going on? What's happening? I'm going. I'm out of the car. I'm on the Upper East Side now. I'm gone. I don't even know where I am anymore. I'm in the cloud. I'm floating.
You know what, big stars do this, like the big stars. That's what they do. And I'm like, this is too much, Liza. And that's how she's acting now. Hey, you want to go in the back and rub yourself on my fupa?
Bessie's like, oh my God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Get him away from me.
And so Luann's in her room doing a grapevine by herself, which is hysterical. I love that Luann is acting like she's having her first foray into modern dance. You know,
I know. She's also acting like she's having her first foray at like a performance at the Tonys. Okay, because she's like up there in her Kimpton suite. I don't know why I keep mentioning Kimpton, and they're not a sponsor.
You love
of ours.
A Kimpton.
I do love a Kimpton.
We love a Kimpton hotel. Kimpton, if you're out there listening, we're on tour. We love your hotel.
Kimpton's.
We could be saying I love a Kimpton every day.
Yeah. Not just today. We could say it every day if you want to sponsor us, okay?
And Ben literally loves a Kimpton. Like, no matter what the city, he don't even need to look at the pictures. He'll be like, yeah, book the Kimpton.
I go home to Katona, New York. I'm like, I'm staying at the Kimpton. They're like, there is no Kimpton. I don't care. It's a state of mind.
Kimpton is a state of mind. Oh, and I get it now. I'm totally addicted, too.
So Luann's up there rehearsing. And so she's trying to remember her dance moves, but she's also kind of like, also trying to remember her lyrics. So she's like, Cheek, turn left, right. Damn it, I can't get this right. Cheek, c'est la vie.
All right, you know what? I gotta go in 4 minutes. That's it.
And Sonia's like, well, she said 11. I mean, she needs hair and makeup for 3 hours in a hotel suite, a Kimpton hotel. Brenda's like, I like saying bye, Bethany. You leaving, right?
She's like, well, I gotta let my babysitter go. I told her 2 hours. It's been 3 hours. Like, what is she doing over there? You know, poor thing. Like, there's only so much Scrabble you can play by yourself without a partner. You know?
Yeah.
Like, well, like, what's that poor girl doing? And so she's out of there. She leaves right when the show
And starts. By the way, when she says I have to let the babysitter go, like, my first instinct was, like, you're rich. Like, your babysitter can last another, like, 45 minutes. But then I realized that she actually probably, like, tied up the babysitter and shoved her in a closet. And it's like, now it's like, okay, I gotta let her out of the closet. Otherwise, she could pee in there.
What's the matter is chained to a radiator somewhere. Like, please.
All right, I promise I'll let her off the radiator.
So they go, and Dorinda's just kind of watching it with her, and she's got these big raccoon eyes painted onto her face, and
yeah.
So, which is really funny, because Dorinda gets so drunk, and to have her makeup already looking like that, it's funny to see her starting fresh, but looking like the end of the night, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? It's fascinating. And the energy definitely increases when she comes out to sing her two songs.
Which is so rude to Girl Code. Because she has the third song.
She sure does.
Yeah.
And then Sonia's totally into it, like dancing on tables and shit.
Yeah. So, it was a great moment of shade from Dorinda. So then Luann does her, we see another Luann performance and everything. And then she's like, ah, well, I mean, I am no J-Lo, but I think I did okay. And by the way, I am J-Lo.
I mean, I've done a Motown montage as well.
I mean, I've been waiting for tonight.
So Tinsley's like, my Lou, it was really good to see you for
for 5 seconds. I guess I'll be taking my new baby home. Oh, God, it's hard to raise this baby.
So then Luann's like, where are the other girls? Where are the girls? Where's Ramona? And Dorinda's like, well, you know, Bethany had to go home because she has a babysitter. Ramona didn't even show up. And Luann goes, a babysitter? What is she going to do? Go home and watch her kids sleep? It's Halloween. It's a Tuesday. Your kids should be in bed.
Yeah. I mean, Bryn is waiting up at 11 o'clock at night. Come on.
You got to love Luann being bitchy. It's when she amazing. Took 3.5 hours to come downstairs.
I know. Luann, like... That's ridiculous. That you did not need to take 3 hours. Like, start, or do your performance earlier or something. I don't know, but like, come on.
Come on.
Come on. I also like that she, when she heard that Ramona didn't show up, Luann's like, she didn't. What? That's not cool. She should be so lucky that Ramona didn't show up, because you know Ramona would have caused a big scene.
Yeah, she would have been up on that stage like, money can't play class. Let me tell you, I'm in a Pilates class right now, and that's not cheap. Okay?
So now we go over to Tinsley's apartment the next day, where Dale is sitting on the couch doing needlepoint, and she's making it, or I think it's needlepoint. I don't know.
She's
I don't want
still making that stocking.
Yeah, she's working on yet another stocking. She's like, Tinsley, it's yoga for the mind, you know, because my mind is very stressful about how could I raise such an immature, unchild-given daughter.
I keep trying to put Tinsley on this, but it keeps coming out barren. I don't know how I'm doing that.
I tried to make one for you, Tinsley. I started with a T, and then I saw a daydream, and next thing I know, I wrote Topper.
And poor Tinsley, she's still hanging on. She's like, I still can't believe I was in the Big Apple Circus.
It was so fun, Tinsley. It was like a dance recital, which you never had.
Not because I didn't want you to have one. It's just you just never coordinated enough to do even something as simple as a dance recital when you were 6 years old.
I remember going to those dance recitals alone and looking at other people's children and thinking, good for them.
Good for them. Hey, I guess I do understand what it's like not to have a child after all.
And she's like, well, here's my mugshot coasters that I got. Aren't these awesome? You can put your tea on my mugshot. She's like, that's exactly what a mother wants to see. Oh, look, there's no baby in this picture either, Tinsley.
Oh, I wonder if Topper has any of these. Probably not, because I don't think he's been arrested and he has a child.
You don't have to put baby bottles down on a coaster.
Do you have any baby bottles that have your face on it so we could use those when we feed Topper's child?
Do you have any coasters with your unused old age and senior citizen eggs?
We should definitely submit this to the next article for AARP magazine, which I hear you'll be on the cover of quite soon.
She's like, I gave some of these coasters to Luann with her headshot. She didn't take it too well. Then we see a clip of her in the park giving the coasters to Luann, and Luann's like, these are horrible. Why would I want to see this picture? She's like, it's supposed to be funny. She's like, your sense of humor sucks, Tinsley.
Oh, God. Tinsley starts talking about the circus and how, like, all those emotions started to hit her and, you know, how, you know, there were, like, children and families and happiness and boyfriends and more boyfriends and people who owned their Bentleys didn't have to just borrow them from their boyfriends. And I was like,
I was surprised you were so upset. I thought you'd be on a high, but you went like, boo, down, 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 Tinsley. Oh, you went down. It looked like your face literally fell down a flight of stairs as you started crying.
I knew that would happen as soon as I saw that trapeze. I thought, damn, those trapeze swinging just going to remind Tinsley of the pendulum of time ticking away as her uterus turned slowly into a desiccated cactus.
Watching you was like watching the opposite of a clown car. A car that's too big and you open the doors and nothing comes out.
And you try to fill it up with hopes and dreams, but there's a trap door in there.
Just a car full of empty car seats.
You ever see a monkey walking around on a ball at the circus? Just wondering.
You're going to be the bearded lady if you don't watch out, Tinsley.
I'm talking about all those hormones you've been taking.
So Tinsley's like, huh, I was trying to act like it was okay, but I'm not okay. But, you know, I figure if you're going to lose it and be emotional, you should do it dressed as a clown with pink cheeks, right?
Oh, not do it at all, Tinsley. Not do it at all. Or you can just have a baby. So, yeah, so Tinsley's basically, like, still holding on to that dream of having a husband, a child, and a house. And she basically wants to share her baby with a man and not her mom. But guess what? It's going to be the mom.
Yeah.
So now she's going to go back.
I'm going to be doing volunteer work, and hopefully I'll attract a man who's into that stuff.
Oh, Tinsley.
Yeah, you know, that's a type. Guys who are attracted to charity work.
Yeah. Oh, God. I love her Chicklet series that she is, like, a part of. You know, like, this is, like, book number 3. Tinsley goes volunteering.
Sorry, I was taking a
drink. I know, sorry. I could hear it. I heard the gurgling, but I wanted to give you your space.
That's the gurgling. Yeah, it was gurgling coffee. I'm like,
Tinsley volunteering. It's like, it's so rom-commy, or it's even sitcom-y. Like, the society girl goes volunteering to meet a man.
Yeah. And Dale goes, well, Sonia said, now that you're single, you're going to have tons of men flying at you. And she goes, well, she'll probably take them first.
No, I meant at the circus. A lot of trapeze artists just going to fly right at you, but then they'll swing right back up on that trapeze. Don't get your hopes up.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we go over to Ramona Cafe Cognac, okay?
Now, I was sipping from coffee. Dorinda, Ramona, and Sonia go to a lunch where they're going to meet up with a woman named Bridie and also a woman named Carolyn and Andrea. It's very like society women are going to go do some charity work. It reminded me a lot of that movie, Everyone Says I Love You, where Goldie Hawn is like this New Yorker society lady who just loves a charity case, and she like takes in Tim Roth, who is this like escaped criminal, and like throws like a little like fundraiser for her. I'm not saying Bridie is that at all. I'm just thinking about Goldie Hawn. Can I just have that?
This table made me think of Sesame Street, where they have those weird-looking little marionette puppets, and they all have crazy faces. That's what the friends looked like.
Yeah, it reminded me it was like a Genesis video from, like, 88, you know, those weird puppets.
Yeah. Either way, terrifying. I think we can all agree it was pretty scary.
Yeah.
So Ramona is like, whoa, this is my friend Caroline. She opened the Hamptons. Like, what? Is that what she said?
Maybe she meant she had a party that opened the Hamptons season or something like that. And then,
yeah, she opened the Hamptons. Carolyn started the Hamptons, okay?
Yeah. Well, because I wanted to stay as ageless as possible, I decided to hang out with younger people. It just seems like because I look so good for my age, these men and women in their 30s and 40s approach me all the time. And you know what? I like the energy, okay? They make me feel younger. So why? Not okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just all kinds of young people approach me. Young men, young women, young puppies. I mean, eggs before they even hatch. If you haven't hung out with an egg before, I'm telling you what, you have to come up with a lot of conversation, but it's worth it.
Yeah. One of the worst things I ever felt was that time I dropped an egg on the floor and I was like, I just killed my friend, okay? Don't tell anyone.
So she's like, okay, let me tell you why I'm here. So Birdie found me through Safe Horizon, which is for domestic abuse. And her charity, New York Loves Kids, is for sexually abused children, which is horrific, okay? I'm getting chills as I talk about it right now. I don't even want to talk about it, all right? That's it. Get the check. I don't even want to talk about it right now.
I don't want to talk about it? Goodbye. It's like, oh, wait, we still have to plan a fundraiser, Ramona. So,
she's like, Birdie, share your story, okay?
She's like, well, my name is Bridie. And she tells a story, a horrific story about being molested for months and months, and then when she finally had the strength to say something about it, the statute of limitations had already expired, so the guy was out there and not a problem. Like, for
right.
Him.
So this charity is to do away with the those
statute
laws,
of limitations on right, on like victims,
right? And so Dorinda's like, when he found out you were voicing this, did he contact you and apologize? So Dorinda's starting to get in there with her questions, and I already started to kind of cringe, even though her question wasn't bad, because I just remember Dorinda drunk with Bethany when they went out of town with Bethany's charity people, and they're like, we help get people into college. And Dorinda's like, people in Haiti ain't going to college. I mean, come on. Really? Yeah.
So Ramona is like very excited to take up this cause, and she's excited that Bridie has come to her, because she's like, whoa. Birdie knows that I'm an influencer, okay? I have a lot of friends who support me, support any cause I believe in. For instance, I believe in the cause of hanging out with my best friend slash daughter, Avery. You can't even tell us apart, okay?
I believe in the cause sitting at whatever table that you think you're assigned at the Angel Bar, okay? With that charity.
I believe in being ageless, okay?
And then so Sonia's like, so Bridie, you know that Ramona's been calling you Birdie this whole time, right? That makes no sense. Okay, Ramona. And Dorinda's like, you know what? Get a name right, Ramina. Okay, Ramina. Get a name right, Ramina. Like, we can hear you, Dorinda.
Yeah, we got the joke. We got the joke. So Ramona's like,
good one, Dorinda.
I'm really excited about this event. You know what? We're going to have a lot of people. We're going to make a big change, and we're just going to, like, snowball. It's just going to be a big snowballing event. And Sonia's like, yeah, yeah, you could just exploit us. It's great. I mean, like, I do children, too. It's like, Sonia, you have to think about the words that come out.
Multiple times in this episode. It's like, Jesus. I do children, too. I mean, you do. And then everyone just looks at her completely
awkward. What
I'm
saying is that you really touched me.
God, everyone stares at her like it's so awkward, and she doesn't even get it. She's like, yeah. I mean, you do sexual abuse, I do children. We may not be the most eloquent, but we're passionate.
And we may not be the most passionate either, but we're here, and we may not even be here because I'm already walking out the door.
So then Dorinda's new apartment, John comes over, and you can tell because he has a special ring on the doorbell.
Hey, baby. I'm here. Sounds like a dentist's office, a little suction cup.
He comes over with flowers, and Dorinda's like, welcome to my new home. Can I? It's beautiful. And he's like, I love to see the place. God, I can't wait to sit on this couch. Where's the table I'm going to put my feet up on? Let me envision it. Yeah, I can see that. All right, look, envision me bent over the couch and you spanking me with the fly swatter. Yeah, I love this living room. Yeah, I'm going to do great here, Dorinda.
Be my guest, be my guest, be my guest. Get the fuck out of here. This is my ass now. Do you just for me? Law and order's on.
I didn't want anyone to see this place before I moved in here. I didn't want to hear what they thought about the view, what they thought about the kitchen, what they thought about the new toilets, what they thought about the hardwood floors. I don't care. This is my place. First time I've done something for me in 25 years. It's been 25 years since I did something for me.
Yeah. This is a very private moment to me. I just want it for me. I didn't even invite the scarecrow over, okay? That's how serious I am. He's still at the old place.
So, a bedroom. This is where you're going to start a family, huh?
She's like, listen, at a certain age, you shouldn't even be able to start a family, okay? I don't even want a plant in my house, right?
Meanwhile,
so he's like, trying to act like he's moving in, and she's like, no, John, sorry.
She's like, listen, we can't live together. We have 2,000 square foot apartment for 12,000 square feet of personality. I'll just say personality. I'll be nice. I'll be nice to John.
He's like, yeah. So then we go over to Bethany at a restaurant, and Bethany enters the restaurant as she always does. She's like, hi.
I think it's four people. My name is Bethany. You don't need my last name. I mean, I know you know it, but like seriously, like, you know, I guess I'm the first one here. Shocker. All right, where am I going to go? It's for four people. I said that already. Is that a table for four people? There's four people at that table,
four
right?
People. Okay, four
I mean,
people.
There's one right now, but I don't want to wait until they're all here because they're always late. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's like four people. Okay, all right, I'll have a mezcal thing. Not too sweet, okay? Not too salty, though. Like, not too... Honestly, just give me some ice cubes, okay? And a spritz of mezcal. And you know what? Like, all right, we'll get a seafood tower, and we'll get a salmon, and we'll get some goat cheese balls, and then we'll get, like, just, you know, give me a bone. I just want a bone. Just put a bone on the table. That's all I want. Okay, that's good.
And so Dorinda and Tinsley are there. And Dorinda's like, you know, I moved this weekend. You know, there's two bedrooms, but then it shuts off. And if people want to come visit, they can go to a hotel. All right?
Yeah. I really hope that people bring her a whole bunch of, like, sharks and fish and marlins and stuff for her new apartment. That's my dream.
It's a bunch of dead fish. Yeah. Bethany's just going to put all the shells from the seafood tower into a bag and be like, here, it's your housewarming, right?
Here it is. Yeah, yeah. Makes you feel like home. So, yeah, so then Sonia shows up and Bethany starts talking about how Lou, she texted Lou to say, hey, you know, sorry, I had to leave. And Luann texts back like, oh, sorry you didn't make it. I heard your costume was over the top. And now, of course, Bethany feels like that was not a compliment. Because the thing is, I can imagine saying that to someone like in person and it's like totally a compliment. Like, oh my God, I heard it was over the top and amazing. But when you get it on text, especially in that context, you're thinking, what a fucking bitch trying to make a dig at me. And that's exactly how Bethany took it.
Bethany, who makes digs at everybody all the time, which is hilarious. She's like, what does that even mean? Like, she came last year in blackface and an afro. Like, you're over the top, okay? I didn't even say that. I'm like, yeah, you did. Yes, you most certainly did, ma'am. And Tinsley's like, yeah, that's a dig. She's like, yeah, she's the queen of the dig. She used to love to rap an insult in the shiny bow, and now she's doing it again. You're like, oh my God, thank you for criticizing me. That is what a beautiful gift. Thank you.
Yeah. And then we see some of Luann's greatest hits, which is amazing. You know, and the thing is, it doesn't even scratch the surface. She's had so many of them. But yeah, we get to see Luann, that moment from like season two when Luann and Bethany were having drinks. And Luann's like, now, before we have these cocktails, I just want to make sure you've invited me to cocktails. And it's not that I leave and then you're going to complain about me not paying later because you say I'm a cheap ass bitch when I'm actually a countess.
Well, that scene was so good because that's when they were fighting and they weren't speaking. And Bethany goes, all right, you know what? We should talk this out. Let's go have drinks. And Luann's like, all right, fine. Come to the Hamptons. Right. So she made Bethany go all the way to the Hamptons, like go hours away. And then she finally goes there to make up with her. And she's like, you're paying, right? Yeah. I mean, classic.
Classic. So then Dorinda, because now they're all like, it's feeding frenzy time on Luann. So Dorinda, of course, tells Bethany that Luann made that comment about like, oh, Bethany's going home, what, to watch there's so many Briennes and Briennes and Brielles in my life right now, I can't even tell which one. Bryn, I know the word, Bryn.
What does that even mean? Like, what, do you go out to nightclubs every night while you were raising your kid? Like, why is she always making these dicks at me? I just don't get it. Like, what the hell? Like, she should work in a cemetery with those dicks. Like seriously. And she's like, she never says it to my face. And then Tinsley goes, yeah, and then there was the dig about the room. Remember the room? And she's like, yeah, the room. Yeah, it's all these little digs I don't like.
And then Dorinda's like, because she only lives in the moment. It's not history. Now she's a countess. She's faultless for anything that happened in the past.
Yeah. And then, yeah, they're like, I think Bethany says, you know, she has delusions of grandeur. And then Sonia's like, yeah, she's surrounded by groupies all the time that just agree with anything she says. I'm like, have you been to Wednesdays at your townhouse before?
Yeah. And then Bethany's like, all right. Here's my list. I'm making a list. There was the room in the Berkshires. Then there was the costume comment. And now she made a comment about my daughter sleeping. All right? At 5, she better watch out.
Because guess what? There will be another intervention. And I will be there. But there will be another intervention.
Yeah. Why is that okay?
I don't know. I mean, like, Luann has for sure gotten too big for
you,
britches,
and then like never lets you go. Like, oh, really? You want me to get another intervention for you? All right. And it's like she'll use it against you forever.
Yeah, exactly. So now we go over to Dorinda's old apartment, and there's this like crazy old like mechanical scarecrow from like leftover from Halloween that's just in there. Just Dorinda and the scarecrow, and I feel like this explains so much about Dorinda. Like this is why she has never been able to really bring John into her life, because she secretly had this scarecrow in her apartment all this time.
And Dorinda's just walking around doing what Dorinda does, talking to herself for the camera, saying, yeah, you know, well, I've got a lot of stuff here, actually. Oh, God, that guy kind of scares me. But you know what? That's why I got him in the first place. He's doing your job, guy. All right, come on over here. You want to scare Hannah? You want to scare Hannah, scarecrow?
Yeah. So Hannah comes over, and she's like, Mom, it's snowing like crazy outside. Make it stop, Mom.
This is like crazy, Mom. What is this? What is this scarecrow? Why are you always buying Halloween things?
You're just like, well, you know, the Halloween store had 70% off, so I grabbed them for next year. I was like, of course. Like, I can imagine doing things like grabbing, like, a little pumpkin thing or whatever, but a full-on, like, scarecrow that has, like, runs on batteries and has eyes that light up, that's, like, you know, full, you know, 5'10". That's, yeah, like, a real investment in next year.
Yeah. So Dorinda and Hannah talk about how they were living in this apartment because it was really sad because it was right after Richard died and they moved back into this one to grieve. And it's just so sad. Oh, my God.
It was really sad. Although I thought that, like, Dorinda's euphemism was kind of funny because she's like, well, you know, we moved back in here not because we wanted to, but we had to because Richard died. And, you know, when you're mourning, you know, when you're, like, in mourning, you know, you do a lot of things you shouldn't be doing, like a lot of drinking and a lot of this. And we did a lot of grieving. It's like, okay, I know what that means.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, it's an old change with a new place. I'm like, you guys, get out of there. I'm glad you're moving.
Because that's
depressing to even watch scenes now in this apartment. You know?
It is a depressing apartment. And actually seeing it with all the furniture in it, I was like, yeah, it was time for a change for sure.
Yeah. So then Ramona is at the fundraiser now. And they put up Bridie again, just so we all know that her name is Bridie.
Yeah.
And Ramona's like, whoa, I'm just, you know, whoa, look at me. Hold on. Hold on, Birdie. There's someone here who's gorgeous and amazing. Let me look at her for a second. It's Ramona. She's staring in the mirror at herself. She's like, God, I look hot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is crazy having a charity because I did it all by myself, right? I didn't even need anyone's help. I did the guest list. I did the restaurant. I did the food. I did the chairs. I did the, you know, I even abused a few people just so I'd have people here. Okay?
Whoa. I feel like I'm having a baby. I'm a little nervous. I mean, not like Tinsy will understand what that is like.
So she walks around just trying to cement the fact that she did everything for this, which I really don't believe. I think she called the restaurant and was like, having some people come over there, okay?
Yeah, exactly. And then meanwhile, we see Bethany, and she's in her car. Albie is driving, and she's like, okay, Albie, so you think that we have enough time to go to Ramona's event and the Victoria's Secret fashion show? Or no? He's like, I don't know. There's a lot of traffic. I don't know if we can do both. So just to reiterate, you think that I cannot make it to Ramona's, correct? He's like, yeah, I don't know. All right. So for the record, television audience, I do want to go to Ramona's, but Albie, my driver, who I pay, has a knowledge of the New York City streets and traffic, and based on his scientific measurements, I have to go to the Victoria's Secret fashion show, and that is the way it is, because that is what Albie said.
And Albie's like, yeah, like, you don't even have enough time to drink water. How could you be a drunk? And she's like, no, that was last week, Albie. That was last week's line, Albie. All right, we're on to Ramona now.
So then Sonia walks into this this fundraiser. She just, like, traipses in and then sees a celery stick and dips it into ranch, and she's like, oh! She acts like she just had, like, a caviar and a Bellini.
Then she sees Dorinda, and Dorinda's in this gorgeous dress, and she goes, oh, is that a Sonia Morgan? And Dorinda started laughing. Yes, Sonia. She's like, well, you should copy it, Sonia. It's Givenchy. And Sonia goes, oh, Givenchy.
So Ramona's like, whoa. So I texted Bethany and I wished her a happy birthday, and we had a nice text exchange. And more importantly, I asked if she could come by for 30 minutes. So I'm sure she will come by because I'm sure her driver will let her come by because he has a good idea of time and traffic in New York City, okay?
And Luann comes over. It's like, hello, girls. And Ramona's like, well, we were just talking about Bethany said she couldn't come, and I said, you should come for 30 minutes or even 15 minutes, and she said, I can't. And you know what? It doesn't make me mad. It makes me sad. Which rhymes with mad, but that's a different story. Hey.
I was hoping it would make me glad, because that also rhymes with mad, but guess what? It really only makes me sad, as I previously stated, okay?
I haven't been this sad since Angelina left Brad. Okay, well, can't stop.
Whoa, and let me tell you something. This fundraising, it's not just a fad, okay?
So then we see Bethany on the red carpet for this Victoria's Secret thing she's going to. And someone's like, oh, Bethany, you should be on the runway. She's like, oh my God, that is so kind. But like, seriously, did you see the Lowe's dress the same as the Kardashians? I mean.
Yeah, is that why I should be on the runway? Because I was sort of doing angels before Victoria's Secret was doing angels. Because I'm kind of like a trendsetter. I mean, I can't help it. It's my gift. It's my gift.
So then we cut back to the party, and Luann, all the girls are just stirring up shit now. Luann's like, well, Bethany didn't even stay at my party. I mean, she could have stayed 10 minutes to say hello to me. And Sonia's like, oh, I mean, that's a little much. At least she showed up.
Well, she wishes you came out and said hi. Just to play devil's advocate, she was there. You didn't come out of your dressing room.
And Sonia's like, you know, the best thing that Luann could do right now is just say, I'm sorry I didn't come out and see you guys, okay? She needs to be kissing our rings. We're divas, too.
Yeah. I also like that, like, so it's literally Luann, Dorinda, Ramona, and Sonia. And Sonia's right in front of Ramona's face goes, and, you know, Ramona didn't go either. Just, like, fully throws Ramona under the... And at this point, there's so much, like, throwing under the bus that it just doesn't even faze anyone. Like, it doesn't become a thing. Ramona doesn't get mad. They're just like, yeah, that's true.
No, instead she just pisses him off immediately because she's invited Harry Dubin.
Yeah, and Luann's like, oh, our favorite person, Harry. Huh. And not even the conic version.
And Sonny's like, oh, really? She's going to leave us to talk to Harry Dubin? I don't want to talk to him. And she invites him. Does she want him? I don't want to talk to Harry Dubin. I mean, he's an itch I can't scratch, but he is a mess.
Yeah.
God, Sonia and Ramona are still fighting over this crazy guy.
This disgusting douchebag.
Yeah. Nasty.
Nasty, gross, smarmy, skeevy, disgusting. And so Ramona's like, whoa, there's only 24 hours in the day, and I really want to meet a nice guy. So how am I going to meet him if I just hang out with the girls? I mean, it's not going to happen. So I double book, okay? It's like, this one time as a little girl, I was like, I want to read two books at the same time. I'm going to call it double booking. And then my father's friend, Geraldine Parr-Smith, said, no, you can't read two books because you're too dumb to read even one book. And to this day, I've never read a book, okay? I'm sorry. I don't know how to read.
So Luann's like, well, are you all coming upstate? On that, we can agree. Someone lives in a roundhouse. All agreed? Raise your hand. Told ya! I'm the great uniter. So Dorinda's like, yeah, I'm going to come up with Italy with Beth. We're going to leave it lying. So maybe Lee soon. She's like, well, I'm so excited about the place. It's like a bird's nest. It's so private. No one can bother me. No one can get to me there. Even Ramona.
You ever see a beautiful, wonderful bird who can sing cabaret? Well, it's a nest for that sort of bird.
And Dorinda's like, so I guess we're not going to stay at your house, so we can't fight over the rooms. She's like, well, I don't even have rooms. Do birds have rooms in their nests? No. They have little chickies just waiting to be fed. Oh, by the way, I'm not feeding you either.
Listen, as the old song goes, fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta keep you bitches out of my roundhouse. Can't help being a singing star.
Well, you guys can feel free to help me and Bethany celebrate our birthdays, because I'm not going to be able to get there till late, because I'm having a birthday party.
And so feel like, free. Excuse you. You are cordially invited to throw me a party.
Yeah, my friends are taking me out to Scarpella. Oh, yeah, Scarpella. What do you think about that?
And the one's like, oh, okay, are we invited? She goes, no. we're not, I see.
You see, we're not invited. We're excluded again.
And Ramona's like, I'm sorry, but my friend Lucia is putting this together, and she just didn't have space and could only invite her friends. And then we see a flashback to this amazing like thing that happened at Cipriani's, and we see this woman, Lucia, and she's talking to Ramona about this party, and she's like, oh, I want to add Sonia if there's space. And Ramona just shakes her head. She's like, no, Sonia, no. Okay.
Are you sure? Because I would love to add Sonia. Nope.
Okay, you're saying nope.
Nope. Shaking my head. Nope.
What about the rest of your friends who are on that TV show of yours? No, okay. Because I specifically have 6 extra spaces, and the seats are perfectly molded to their butts. It would be perfect for them. No?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, Ramona is the worst. And I love it.
It's so funny.
I love it.
So yeah. She's like, well, you know what? I love birthday parties. I can never have enough. Okay, just throw me a party. And Dorinda's like, why would we do that? And then Sonny goes, I can't believe Ramona Singer has the balls to tell us we're not invited. She goes, hey, you don't invite your two friends? Who are your really good friends? That's bullshit, Ramona. So now we're having all of this fight leading up to this big speech that's coming up.
Yeah.
So everybody's pissed off at Ramona. And then Dorinda goes, and what about this Lucia? Doesn't she have the sense to invite us? Which poor Lucia did, you know?
Yeah.
And Lucia probably got a voicemail from Dorinda, like, eating her out. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry. That's not what... That was a Sonya thing.
No, not eating her out. No, you meant, like, chewing her out.
Chewing her out, yeah. Thank you.
Which somehow sounds worse, but is actually better to say.
Yeah, Sonya has totally taken over my brain for this recap.
So, yeah, now they're all furious that they're not invited because they want to be invited to everything. When you know it's probably going to be, like, a terrible function, you know? I feel like we've seen some of Ramona's luncheons, and they're just, like, these very dry, boring affairs where her best friend, Marion Beanstalk, sits there looking like, you know, the lady from my synagogue, and they just all talk. And by the way, she was here at this event. She got a full-on close-up shot. I think she still has not said a line ever in Real Housewives of New York. Maybe she said one, but she's always reliable for a cameo appearance.
Yeah, and then Ramona tells us, I have nothing to do with the list, okay? They were the ones who invited people, not me, okay? And then they show the clip again of Lucia. I mean, these editors deserve an
just
award.
To reiterate,
yeah,
this poor woman, her big debut on Bravo, and she's getting thrown right into this ridiculous controversy.
And then Luann's like, well, let's just go look at the auction. So they kind of walk off. And Sonia's with Dorinda. And she goes, what is this, Ramona? She's doing this social climbing thing again.
As if none of them do that, by the way.
Yeah. It's just funny that Sonia's on her for that this entire episode. It's like, she's social climbing. That's all she does is social climb.
Says Miss Morgan. So Ramona is now going to the silent auction. She's standing with Harry, and she's like, whoa, look at Luann's fake necklace. It's gorgeous for someone who doesn't have any taste. And he's like, yeah, you want me to buy? He's basically saying something like, which were real, whatever. She's like, well, you should buy it for me. And he's like, well, I don't think it's real. She's like, well, I'll take it until you buy me the real one.
And he's like, yeah, those boobs can withstand that thing, huh? Yeah.
Oh,
it's gross.
God.
He looks like someone, you know, I visit my papa in the retirement home a lot, and he looks like he has that look in his face, and it's not just his age, it's that confused kind of cloudy-eyed look in his face. Like, he's just grabbing nurse. He would grab, like, a roll on a plate the same as he would grab a nurse's butt. Like, he doesn't know where he is. He's just, like, robotically grabbing things and being disgusting.
Yeah, and he's like, you can tell he's always been disgusting. You know, he was such a slimeball in the 80s, probably working on Wall Street doing coke in the back of Sardi's or something, and just like, you know, with a white collar and a blue shirt, and just like, just the biggest pig you can imagine. And he was smarmy then, and he's smarmy now. This is not a case of someone who once, like, had game and now, like, is still living in the past. No, he has been consistently disgusting and smarmy for 30, 40 years. We know it.
Yeah, he's nasty. So Luann comes up, but first she passes Ramona's ageless, her ageless section of the silent auction, which is so funny. Ramona's like, who's going to auction off some ageless by Ramona? Okay.
Yeah.
This is worth millions of dollars, right? And Luann goes, okay, here it is.
Oh, look at this. So, who put something from CVS into this auction? Oh, it's your ageless thing. Oh, okay.
Why is the lady on the cover aging?
Why should I ever buy some skincare from this old shrew on the cover of the packaging? Oh, that's you, Ramona. Apologies.
Hello, Harry. He's like, so, where are you these days, Luann? It's like, upstate, quiet, chill, relaxing, no one named Harry, no one named Ramona.
Roundhouse, round, round. So, he's like, she clearly is not interested in having a conversation with him, and she's just, like, it's very apparent that she is just barely humoring him. She's just absolutely disgusted by him.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, it sounds like us, quiet, chill, and relaxing. She's like, oh, well, I didn't know you were an item these days. And he's like, I didn't say that. He goes, well, you said we. And you bought her a necklace. Oh, memories, Harry, memories.
A beautiful necklace, I might add, that every woman in America should have. Am I right?
And she tells us, if they're really an item, I'll gag. I mean, that's gaggable.
Even if they're not an item, I'll gag. So Luann's like, well, I have to go. I'm going to be going to see a handsome, eligible bachelor who might just be my next husband. His name is Elton John. Anyway, I'll see you all later.
Bye, girls.
So Barbara comes over saying, hi, how's everybody doing today, huh?
And Ramona's like, did you miss me?
Ramona's like, whoa, look at you without a belly button. This is amazing. Congratulations to me, all right?
I can't believe you're not wearing a wrap dress. Is it, are you feeling okay? Do you have a fever?
So Ramona's like, okay, we're going to do a little speech. And Sonia goes, oh, a singer speech. Host committee only, please. So these ladies all come up there. There's like six of them. And they're posing like the paparazzi are taking their pictures at like the Kentucky Derby. I don't know what these ladies think that they're about to do. But they're all like turning and posing.
They're all flanking Bridie. So Ramona, in an effort to show that she can learn someone's name, she goes, Bridie, Bridie, come up here, Bridie.
She's like, Bridie, right? And Dorinda's like, Briley. And she goes, okay, Bridie.
Bridie, Bridie, okay. I loved your movie. What a beautiful movie you had last year.
She goes, okay, everybody, thank you for coming. I don't want to cry, but... And then Sonia starts laughing. She's like, don't laugh, Sonia. Hey, why are you laughing at me? She's, you're not going to cry. Everyone knows you cry on a dime, Ramona. She's, that's not even true, Sonia. Like, oh, my God. Oh
no. Yeah, they're like literally bickering as they're trying to, you know, transition to a very serious speech about, you know, like sexual, you know,
sexual abuse and statute of limitations.
Yeah.
It's like a very sensitive thing to be talking about. And they're fighting.
You cry so easily. What are you talking about? I don't cry. Stop saying that, Ramona. You're a slut. You're a slut. But I love it because you're a slut that cries. I don't cry, Ramona. Don't cry, Sonia. Whoa, this is crazy. Would you stop? I'm just trying to talk about Bertie right now.
Why are you doing this to me, Sonia? Why?
And Dorinda goes, all right. Let's readjust and start over.
I don't like you. You're doing this, okay?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Bridie. Oh, your name is Bridie, by the way, right? Did you hear that, Ramona?
Yes, her name is Bridie. Got it. Okay, Britney Spears has something to say. So Ramona's like, hello, people. Marion Beanstalk. We're raising money for this charity and recognition. And Dorinda's like, and say the most important part. Say it. Say the most important part. Come on, get to the important part. Whoa, just hold on 1 second. Say the important part. Hold on. I'm going to get. He's a friend of the family. A friend of the family. Dorinda's just like interjecting.
Going crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, I want the whole story. When you're sexually assaulted, you're afraid to come forward.
A friend of the family, right? He's a friend of the family.
Can I finish?
Finish.
Here, I'll be Ramona, you be Dorinda.
Huh?
Whoa, I'll be Ramona, you be Dorinda.
Okay. I'm nailing something, right?
This is a very important thing that happens.
It's a friend of the family. Okay.
Let me finish. I know it's a friend of the family. No, what I'm trying to say is that bird dog over there. Stop it. Stop saying it. Dorinda, you have to stop. Stop it right now. Avery, where's Avery? Mario? Can someone stop Dorinda? She's crazy. She's a crazy person. She's a drunk. Okay? Sorry, but I always said Dorinda should be locked up.
Let's hear from the whore's mouth. I mean, not the whore's. The horse's. Whoops. It's like, oh my God.
I mean, this is a charity function about sexual abuse, and there is a survivor about to try to talk, and these women are the biggest sideshow. It is hilarious.
So then Bridie was like, I told my story 5 years ago, and, you know, no one knew, and until people are okay to come forward,
and
you know,
finish it out there.
Let her finish, okay?
Finish it out there.
God. And then Ramona's like, let her finish. Just let her finish. Dorinda, she's like, stop monitoring me. Stop monitoring me, stop Ramona. It.
Yes,
stop.
Bridie's like, okay, can I get back to... So, you know, for many years, this happens. It's like, yeah, it's important,
you see?
See,
important, she says it's true. The next day, he confessed. And then Dorinda goes, you see? It was important. And then Ramona just looks straight into the camera like, are you fucking kidding me?
And he goes, don't ever do that to me again. Don't you ever do that to me again.
Don't interrupt me. And Bridie's still trying to give this, like, heartfelt speech. And they're, like, fighting over to the side. And then Ramona tells us, I can't believe they're doing this to me. I brought 121 of my friends, and they're embarrassing me. It's, like, ludicrous.
And then afterwards, Dorinda's the one who calls Ramona a bitch.
Yeah, she's like a bitch. She's so aggressive. She was mollywing me.
Oh my god, so ridiculous.
It was so, so embarrassing. Like, I don't think anybody can even do this justice, because it was just so painful to watch. And then them walking off thinking nothing was even wrong, you know? So
yeah.
It's like, can you believe she's still calling the girl Birdie?
Like, that's the biggest offense that happened here.
And then Ramona goes over to complain to Bridie, who they've just humiliated, you know. And Bridie's like, well, I guess thanks. And Ramona's like, whoa, hello, I raised the money, I got the party. When you, you're supposed to talk when it's your turn, okay? Like,
oh. It was such a clusterfuck. It was amazing. It's amazing that this show can have these moments.
It was so Real Housewives of New York City, okay? It
certainly was.
My God. Well, that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New York City.
Yes, we'll be back tomorrow to talk Summer House. That's going to be really fun. That was a crazy episode. So tune in for that. And, of course, go to watchcrappins.com to get your merchandise like Rosé All Day and Straight to the Rosé. And then more importantly, well, not more importantly, equally as important, tickets to our live shows. We're going to be in Irvine next week. So come see us there. Not a lot of tickets left for Irvine. So you have about 5 or 6 days to make up your mind if you want to come see us. It's going to be a great time. So we'll see you there.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hi, you lovely listeners in podcast land. I'm Lydia Bright, and I have a podcast with my family, the Brights, the liveliest family in Essex.
Are we going to get entertainment?
I thought maybe we could get like a little DJ person to come in and do like a little set.
I was thinking more like Butlers in the Buff or a Chippendale.
Search for The Brights Podcast now on Acast, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.